Ended up with two third-round picks today. We did try to make some movement, but just didn't have a deal that we felt comfortable with, but feel we got two very, very good football players. Scott, our first third-round selection, is an excellent football player. He can play multiple positions up front, played base defensive end. You watched the Oregon game, and he went over and played inside at nose. He does have some nickel inside pass rush ability, and he was just love his motor, love what he's made up with. We spent some time with him at the combine. Just a great kid, great character kid, and great football player. Then with our last pick, we went with a runner from Georgia Southern. He had the maybe most interesting workout I've ever seen in the spring. Did a great job. We noticed him down at the Senior Bowl. Our scouts had scouted him. You know, he's a great athlete. He played quarterback. They played him some at running back. They played him on defense, and just a very unique athlete. And then he goes and does what he did at the combine from the athletic numbers he put up. And you watch this spring workout. They worked him out as a running back. They worked him out as a punt returner. They worked him out as a defensive corner. So he was just, from an athletic standpoint, just too good of an athlete to pass up, just too explosive of a player. Our thought process with him right now is coming in and putting him at running back. We're trying to find another third down type back that gives us a little different version of what we have with Adrian and what we have with Matt. So very impressed with what he did in the workouts, catching a ball with his hands. His running style, you know, that speaks for itself on when you watch the tape. He's elusive. He has great speed in the open field. And he kind of gives us that dynamic third down type back that will give us a little spark when he comes in. Questions?
Does he ever pass protected before? Is he?
You saw it at the Senior Bowl because he was running back down at the Senior Bowl. A little bit inconsistent there, but more than willing enough. To me, that's technical stuff that I know, you know, when we talk to Norv and Kirby, that stuff can get corrected and cleaned up. As long as those guys are willing enough to stick their nose in there, and he was more than willing to do that down at the Senior Bowl, and he got better as the week went along.
You ever see a guy at a pro day, three positions and both sides?
I'd say the NFL teams got their money's worth, because what we do is, if I don't get down there, we buy all the college workout tapes, so we get them sent here. So every player that we have a draftable grade on, we spice that in as we're sitting there reading reports. Then we'll watch the workout. We'll watch the combine workout. We'll watch the pro day workout, along with a profile tape that we put together as we're reading. And his must have been the longest pro day I've ever seen, for the amount of time that they spent with him on the field. And he didn't blink an eye, just kept going. It's like you watched him in a workout, and there was someone there putting him through DB drills. So they were putting him in back pedal, and actually he's pretty good doing the defensive back drills as well.
So is there any interest there from a defensive aspect?
No, we drafted him to come in as a running back, and we want to really hone him in there. You know, it's funny, you sit there and you watch some of the college tape, and he's doing some wildcat things, and, you know, Norv's eyes kind of light up, and Kirby's eyes kind of light up when you see all the different things you can do with this kid.
Talk about how you've helped yourself with pass rushers, getting Barr yesterday and then Scott today.
You know, we kind of revamped that defensive line. That was something that was our objective. I know with Zim's philosophy on defense is you want to try to get cover guys and you want to rush the passer. And in this division, it's very important to be able to rush the passer because of the type of quarterbacks that we face. I know he loves using that wave to keep the defensive linemen fresh, and we feel where we're at right now with what we're able to do in free agency, what we're able to do in the draft, that we're going to have a pretty good line up front.
Are you worried about your defensive back depth? It looks like you haven't begun to address that in the draft yet.
Yeah, that'll come, you know. And you have to also remember, you are not done when the draft's done. There's going to be some things that happen through the rest of the season. I know we don't play till September, so there can be a lot of things as we go through. And I know where we feel where our, some of our corners are right now, that can definitely, you know, maybe address tomorrow or at some point after the draft as well.
Rick, getting back to McKinnon, there were no running backs taken for a long, long time, and then they all came coming one after another. How did you see him kind of stack up against someone?
You know, they all are very good running backs. You know, they start coming off. They're a little bit different flavors. You know, Sankey is a very good all-around back. Hill is a big back that can catch the ball out of the backfield. You know, Carlos Hyde is one of those big in-between-the-tackle type runners that has great power. You know, Sims was a running back that can get out of the backfield and catch the ball. So there were a lot of different flavors. And as we got down through there and those runners started coming off, we felt that he was the next one that can give us the type of back that we're looking for to complement what we already have on the roster.
Is there concern that he might be gone there and that – in that run of running backs? Or?
Well, no, we sat there and we waited. You know, we had a couple other positions that we had up there. The biggest concern I had, and I was, you know, I get really intrigued if they're great kids and they're hard workers, but if they have athletic ability and if they're great athletes, that just intrigues me. And I know it intrigues the coaches because they love to work with guys like that. The concern I had is when we weren't able to get back into the fourth, that if we waited to the fifth, he would have been gone.
Was that important, you think, to get a running back by the end of day two and kind of cross that off, if you will, from your needs list?
Well, we're trying to fill needs as we go, but we're also trying to follow our board and take best players available. And, you know, we have our board stacked pretty good. There's going to be a lot of options because of the depth of this draft that we'll be able to fill. You know, we got 2 fifth-round picks, a sixth-round pick, and a seventh-round pick tomorrow that we'll be able to still address and fill those needs.
You mentioned third down back.
Yeah, we watched it down at the Senior Bowl. You watched his combine workout. He caught the ball extremely well. And then you watched his pro day workout. And there were he's just a natural hands catcher. He extends away from his body. Now, you know, he didn't have to do it in college. But what he showed through this off-season process, that we have no doubt that he's going to be able to catch the ball.
See a lot of him blocking in the backfield as a running back in situations? Or?
No, not with their offense. The first time he was ever exposed to blocking and pass protection and stuff was when you saw the one-on-one drills down at the Senior Bowl. I talked about it earlier, just as far as him sticking his nose in there, technically a little raw, but as long as they're willing and he is a bear for his size. I mean, he's a 210-pound man. I mean, he's 5'9", but he is explosive. And he's I think he benched over 30 reps at the combine. So he's got a lot of unique traits to him.
Which side does he play better?
You know, when you watch the tape on him, he's played on the left side, on the right side. I said we watched the Oregon game. He played at nose tackle that game, and he is one of those guys, if you sit there and you watch tape and you like, I can watch tape all day on this guy by the way they play, that describes Scott. His motor is nonstop. He's constantly moving to the ball, very instinctual. You know, he can hold the point when he has to play in a base end. You know, he's not the elite speed rusher off the edge, but he has very good hands, very good quickness. And can play multiple positions up front.
He's a depth guy. I mean, you got two pretty established starters. One guy that you're
like I said, you can never have enough defensive linemen. So he's going to work his way into that rotation and wave. And to be honest with you, he was our top-rated guy on the board when we selected him, and we're going to stay true to our board.
In some ways, you almost look at it like you did with Everson Griffin the past couple of years, a guy who can move inside and out.
And the same with B-Rob. They're very much similar styles of play with their motor, Now, Everson's got a pretty good twitch to him, you know. But that type of player, that type of style that just constantly keep going is what we're looking for, and he definitely fits that criteria.
He also set the school record, I think, for forced fumbles. Are there some guys that just have a knack for being able to do that?
Yeah, he is. He is not very nice on the field, which you kind of like to see. He's always stripping the ball, scrapping, fighting. He gives you everything he has every play.
Do those two kind of give you flexibility to use 3-4 fronts too? If you
well, that's, I mean, all I'm doing is trying to get the best players I can in here. That's the coaches will figure out the best way to utilize their talents.
When you watch McKinnon on the field, does he remind you like of Gio Bernard?
A little bit, you know. I mean, Norv mentioned Mitchell, who we had in Washington, you know, when you're trying to make some comparisons. Norv has always kind of had that burst, 0-60 type back, you know, not that he's Darren Sproles, but those type of guys that can come in and do some things electric with the ball in their hand, and they come in certain situations. Can I ask a question? I mean, you guys have been asking me. Does anyone have the score or what's going on? 3-2? All right. You guys don't have it on?
You got to get it up there.